Hey everyone, Lisa from Lab in Every Lesson here. I know you might have been thinking I was hibernating or something, it being spring now, and the last time you heard from me was in October. I wasn't actually hibernating though. I'm so sorry, I haven't touched base with you. In mid-October, just in time for my birthday, and exactly when I was just starting to really enjoy putting together like value-packed, detailed scripts for YouTube videos so I can send them out to everyone and make podcast versions, all the things, I went down with the flu. I mean, I didn't get tested. I don't know if it was the flu or COVID or what it was, but it was legit the worst sickness I've ever had. I had like just totally bizarre symptoms. And honestly, it took me months to recover. On Christmas Day, actually, the whole holiday season had worn me. I literally couldn't move. And that's a couple months after October. So I was down and out for a while. But you're thinking, Lisa, it's April. Did it really take you that long? Well, no, not exactly. Even though during that time I couldn't bring myself to physically do much of anything, my brain was still overworking. It's probably part of the reason I got so sick to begin with. It just kind of never stops these days. During that time, because I was kind of relegated to the couch or my bed, or I just, you know, couldn't be physical. I really couldn't do anything. I decided to get serious about YouTube. I hadn't found myself a place online yet other than the podcast. The podcast seems to really like, wow, people love the podcast. And I love that. But I needed to find a place online to live so that people could find me and so I could share all this I have trapped inside me, what I think I know, how I think I can help. And in mid-October, I had produced a couple YouTube videos. The last two, in fact, podcast episodes you might have listened to were dealing with creativity in the classroom and how to be more creative and how to overcome, you know, insecurities you have about, you know, feeling not creative or whatever the case might be. So I decided to go all in on YouTube. I went, these two videos, I really liked them, but the thing you guys may or may not know, probably you do, I mean, because everybody talks about the algorithm, everything's got an algorithm. And the reality is that you can't just jump on any social media and have people find you. I am so incredibly purpose-driven. I am all about value all the time, like for myself, that I just could not stand the idea of putting in all this time and effort to post to Facebook or Instagram daily and like have two people see it, you know? So it took me, the learning curve for all this, guys, has been, I want to say insurmountable, but no, I'm going to surmount it. It's all good. I decided YouTube was going to be where I'm going to live and I'm going to rock it there. And so I hope we're going to rock it there. I bought myself an online course to learn the ropes, figure out the algorithm. And ultimately, I also needed to feel more confident toward making a commitment to show up. Last January, so January 2023, straight through March, I think I put up 10 or 12 episodes and then it kind of dropped off. And it dropped off because I didn't know what else to post. And it does catch up with you in terms of time because remember, I am still a full-time teacher. I am a full-time parent. I am a full-time, like, everything. So it wasn't sustainable. So I needed to figure out all of that stuff. And I want to be there. I want to be providing free content value to you so that you can take over the world. I want us to take over the world, you know, not in a bad way, but in your passion, it's going to drive your purpose. And so it goes. If you've hung out for a little while on the podcast here, you know or get the sense that I don't do anything small. And so I bought this online course and I thought to myself, if I'm going to go big about telling the world all these things I think I know, I need the face of everything to be better. I need to have a little bit more credibility. I don't want to tell you I'm a shallow person because I don't believe I am. I am about value. But I think first impressions matter. You know, like for a long time, my kids are 9 and 12 now. For a very long time, I didn't let them wear sweatpants to school, but on gym day and Friday, because I feel like it's training in school for how you should present yourself in the workplace and be and all of that. So it's not about vanity so much as it is about professionalism. I felt I needed better branding, better website, better offers for all of you fine people, so that you know I'm serious. I'm all in this. I'm in this now maybe 5 years, and it's been a slow go. But I think, by golly, we got it. You know, what I learned was I am so routine about what I do and what I know in terms of, you know, all that we talk about here, student-centered science, inquiry-based science, constructivism, lesson planning, all the things. It's so commonplace for me now that I found it's actually really difficult to get super specific, but at a level where everybody else can jump in and join the party and really provide the clarity you all need to understand anything I'm saying. So when I say I needed better branding, better website, better offers, I think going forward we'll be speaking that same love language. I think. You can let me know. I'd always love to hear from you. Lab in Every Lesson. Lisa. Lisa at labineverylesson.com. Email me. Let me know how you love the refresh at my website. At the same time, okay, I was laying low. I was not making new podcasts. I was not sending you any emails. I was crafting this year-long YouTube plan. I have a year-long YouTube plan, guys. I am not going to drop the ball this time. I was also spending my more creative days going crazy in Canva with comic book and pop art style graphics that really, I feel, fit my personality and also convey this idea of what we're trying to achieve, right? I'm all about active learning and getting in the weeds. And also, then there were days I would spend so much time in silence because, you know, not to overstate it or sound completely corny, but I had to search my soul a little bit for what exactly I could help you with like no one else can. That's the love language we need to have. It was all super exhausting, but the result has me so stinking excited. In fact, I wanted to post this podcast last week. I wanted this week to be my official launch of everything, but, you know, I can't get rid of the little piece of perfectionism that is in me. I don't want you to run into any problems doing anything. And so I have just a few more things to work out. This podcast is really just about letting you in on the changes and what's to come. Here is the news you can use. First and foremost, next Monday, that's April 8th, my new and improved YouTube channel will officially launch. And guys, that really just means I'm trying to train the algorithm as fast as possible. The advice I got said 4 videos first week. And then you can probably count on 1 video a week after. I would totally go insane because it's definitely taken me the whole month to prep these videos. But on that day, on Monday, there will be 1 video. But then we're going to have another video on Tuesday. And one on Wednesday, and one on Thursday. So 4 consecutive days, they all belong to a series that are all connected, and they're there. They're there for you. Now, you're listening to me on podcast, so I have a solution for you too. But I got to tell you, I put my heart and soul into, like, I got most everything I do. These videos were not leaving my hard drive without them being both informative and entertaining. Because for me, if I'm going to bother looking at the screen, there better be something worth looking at. So it is not 20, 30 minutes of me and my face. There's some good chuckles I think you can get out of some of it. Those two attributes, informative and entertaining, they don't always go together. I tried really hard for it. And you can subscribe to the channel ahead of time so you're reminded to watch whenever you're able. But, you know, there's really no need. If you're on my email list, I'll send a notification email. So don't worry. I got you covered. Now, like I said, you're listening on podcast, though. And so what I want you to know is this place because I do work full time. There's only so many hours in the day, the week, the month, right? I am not going to do really anything to the audio of those videos except separate it from the video and post it to the podcast. So there will be times that you hear me say, look at this. I'm going to try to minimize that, right? But you're basically going to get the same audio you would get on video. And that's going to be always the case when I post a new YouTube video, not just next Monday through Thursday. Yeah, I think you'll miss some of the fun by listening instead of watching, but I totally get it. And there was like 1 year solid where I constantly listened to podcasts. I just took in content, like I just gorged content. In a world where we're always on the go, the more you listen, the more you learn, and I want to be there for you. Plus, I said, the podcast's really popular, so I don't want to like alienate that whole group of people who are listening on their way to work or whatever. Just search your favorite podcast player for a student-centered science teacher in case, you know, I somehow just got lost. I don't know. You found your way here today, so maybe not. Also, an update. Aside from all that really great free stuff that's coming your way, I want to let you know about my offers, my programs. I have closed the Active Learning Laboratory membership, effective immediately. So if you go back to any podcast episode prior to April 3rd, 2024, you're going to hear references to the Active Learning Laboratory. That doesn't exist anymore. I replaced it with two smaller, more focused, forever access, less committal products that'll still get the job done. They are called the Active Learning Action Plan and the Lead in Science Expansion Pack, which is currently only available as an upgrade to the action plan, because I just don't have time to make a whole nother series of pages dedicated to it. Maybe after this summer, we'll see. The Active Learning Action Plan is designed to clearly guide science teachers toward creating inquiry-based activities that drive their science curricula, and that's all. And that's all. One of the bonuses I've included there is an 8-day email series to keep you on track with creating your very first one. You know, and that's at a very manageable scale. But you could always binge it too. The Lead in Science Expansion Pack ups that ante on the action plan by providing three things. I give you my comprehensive lesson plan framework that I use to build around inquiry-based activities. So you wouldn't want to just lean on the expansion pack alone. You need the action plan first. And two, specific instruction on how to differentiate these activities. That is worth its weight in gold. And three, a workshop companion video series that demonstrates the entire process when I do it, so you don't feel like you're alone. Now, if you were or are a member of the Active Learning Lab, I've gone ahead and canceled that membership, prorated your refund, because the laboratory is closed. Not enrolling anybody else. If you find a link to it somewhere, I'm sure it's going to be out throughout any of my freebies for a while until I get all dug into those and change them. It doesn't exist anymore immediately. But the Digital Instructional Design Studio survived these renovations and new content will be added this summer, straight in through the next year. Probably big additions next January. Really, what I realized when I was reworking all this was that the studio is designed for science teachers who aren't easily overwhelmed and who want to know all the things before they dive into a transformation. Okay, this is kind of like when I bought my online course for YouTubing. I watched days of videos. I got the gist of it. I didn't sit down and take notes. I was watching it while my kids were playing it. Get air. I was watching it, listening to it in the car. I was watching it while I was washing dishes. And then I went back to the modules that were action oriented. Maybe this is something that you like to do. I don't really think my program's designed that way, but I suppose you could do it. Anyway, it includes the action plan and the expansion pack. I basically just pulled a selection of trainings and tools from the design studio and repackaged them to avoid the overwhelm, to get super duper focused, to get you results as fast as possible, and to increase your confidence. The design studio is really a strategic system, is what I noticed for putting all the pieces into regular, consistent practice. It's not doing a thing here or there. It's really about, I'm ready to take over the world with a new thing. Let's do it. And it comes with a partner, which is me, because it's the only program I have where I provide a personalized review of any or all of your curriculum items you create. It's instructional coaching on your time, totally convenient. We don't even ever have to meet face to face in a video room or nothing. I'm really good at doing the asynchronous thing. Now, over the next few days, I just need to put the finishing touches on some of the automation involved in this emailing thing and like the way different things talk to each other, and all that's going to allow me to remain sane while I'm serving you all and continuing to teach full time. I definitely underestimated what it takes to do that part of all this. So I'm on it. I'm on it, though. It is not going live until I'm ready, and I'm working right up to that final hour to make it ready for you. Parting words here is I want to just take the time to thank you for listening into this episode. And certainly if you're still listening, to listen through to the end. More than likely, if you are listening, you're a founding member of this community. You've heard it before. You want to hear it again. Every time I pop back up out of hibernation, you are there. I have always been so grateful for your time and all the reply emails I get or unsolicited messages you send me. Input you're able to provide to better serve our students, because we are all teachers and they're all our students. This is the world that we are preparing, you know, our world. And I take that very seriously. I know you take that very seriously. And I just want to thank you for that, for always being there. And if you're just finding me, this is a great time to just find me. You could certainly go back and splurge some of my old content, but I think you're going to find that the new stuff is primo. Primo. So I look forward to connecting with you next week. Thanks so much. Make it a great day.